The silent stars go by,
yet in the dark streets shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. And I think if you just said that, those words, you kind of sum up the whole of Christmas, right? I mean, basically, in the dark streets where we live, you realize that yesterday was the anniversary of the Sandy Hook Elementary terrible disaster, right? Where all those little children were brutally taken from their families. There's darkness in our world. I mean, I wish I could tell you there isn't. I wish I could tell you that every night you walk out of your house, you're going to be fine, and no one's ever going to come in and harm you, or that America's always going to be free. I hope that's the case, right? But history says that things change, and that violence sometimes reigns. And I think we could spend our entire life cowering in our fears if we let ourselves. But I want to tell you that over and over again, especially in the Christmas passages, the messengers of the Lord say, do not be afraid. What did they say? Do not be afraid. Now, why do you think it says that so many times? You think it's easy to go through life not being afraid? I mean, obviously, if it was, right, then we wouldn't need to hear it over and over and over and over again, right? But part of it is, like, for waiting medical tests, or our parents are getting older, you know, now that I've lost my daddy, you know, I treasure every day with my mom, not knowing, you know, when will be the last, right? I mean, if you've lost someone you love, you know what I'm talking about, right? You get this sort of dread about what comes next, and who do you have to say goodbye to next, and how are you going to survive? And maybe you're afraid of school and grades. I know our seminary students have finals coming up, right? I mean, that tomorrow, yeah. So that's scary, right? I mean, you don't want to be afraid of them, but sometimes they're kind of intimidating, right? You guys at school, sometimes peer pressure is hard, right? Sometimes some friends are mean. I wish I could say all kids were nice, but we know they're not, right? I mean, and I've admitted this to you before. I'm kind of scared of the dark. Anybody else is afraid of the dark? I mean, literally, like, I'm scared. Like, if I walk in my house and start, you know, but there's night lights, right? But what did it say in this message from this hymn? It says that, yet in the dark streets shineth the everlasting light. And Kathy preached a beautiful sermon a few weeks ago on hope, right? And how we have hope for a better future, for something different, for something wonderful. And what Jesus is born in that manger on Christmas Eve is the meeting up of our hopes and our fears, whatever they might be, in Christ. And as Mary did with the children, he promises to rejoice with us when we're happy, right? And he promises to weep with us when we are sad. And he promises us that he will never, ever leave us. He does not promise us that it will be easy. He promises us it will be hard. But he promises never, ever to leave us alone. So my friends, look around the darkness of the world and know that the everlasting light shines among it, for now and for evermore. Amen.